A disgraced businessman, Alan Hawkins, and his son Wayne have been fined $700,000 for what a judge called cynical and deliberate offending. Their companies, Budget Loans Limited and Evolution Finance, were convicted of 125 charges under the Fair Trading Act. Alan Hawkins was one of New Zealand's richest men in the 1980s until his company, Equity Corp, collapsed in 1989, owing hundreds of millions of dollars to investors. 2 years later, he was sentenced to 6 years jail for fraud. Yesterday's case was taken by the Commerce Commission, and its general counsel is Marianne Borrowdale, and she's in our Wellington studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Philippa.
Now, first of all, what were these two companies, Budget Loans and Evolution Finance, actually doing?
Well, initially they were lenders in their own right, but as time went by, they purchased what we think of as the distressed loan books of a couple of other lenders. And having purchased the books, they engaged in a practice of, as the judge said, trying to extract as much from the debtors as they could for as long as they could. So repossession became a tactic they used to pressure borrowers into paying. And then they added a lot of interest and costs that were unlawful to those debts, so they just inflated out of all recognition for the borrowers.
So very difficult for those borrowers, and some of the payment that's been ordered is actually for emotional harm.
That's right. That's quite unusual in a commercial case. But as the judge noted in his sentencing yesterday, some of these stories were genuinely harrowing about the personal and family distress that the borrowers went through.
And the Commerce Commission was actually looking for a larger fine, $700,000. Is that something you think was a reasonable decision?
Yes, I think we do. I mean, we did seek more, but sentencing is always difficult to try and arrive at a level that's appropriate for the defendants and the conduct, but also will sit as a deterrent for others. So it's quite a significant fine by any measure for the district court, and we think the judge absolutely understood what he was dealing with yesterday.
So that actual amount is fine, but you are looking to take further action.
Yes, there are two other matters on foot for us. The first is we've applied for banning orders preventing Alan Wayne Hawkins from being involved in the management of other businesses. That's before the court, so we can't talk much about that, and we don't yet have a date for that. We also have a civil proceeding filed in the High Court, which was awaiting this outcome, and it's seeking compensation for a much larger range of borrowers than the 21 that were covered by this criminal case.
So how big a group is that?
Thousands. We're still in the process of discovery with the defendants, and it's not clear yet quite what the scale of that case is.
And many of those will have gone through the sort of heavy-handed pressure that the sample selection went through.
Yes, we expect so. We initially received complaints from budget advisors and began looking at the complaints they brought us. Then as the complaints multiplied and we looked at more files, we saw the same practices just repeated and repeated and repeated across that population of 21 debtors. So it's our belief, and we said to the court yesterday, we expect to see that these practices were widespread within the company.
What about these two companies? What's happening with them?
Well, that remains to be seen. They did not go to court yesterday and submit that they couldn't pay a fine, which we would expect them to have done if that was the case. Whether they're going to continue trading, I couldn't speculate.
Is this an example of a wider problem that greater action is needed? We do hear these situations where people get themselves into debt and then face outrageous conditions that nobody could ever keep up with. Is there a wider problem that more action is needed?
Well, we think so. I mean, the legal structures are in place now. There's some quite specific repossession rules in the Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act, amended a couple of years ago. We've put out some really explicit guidelines so traders know what they can do, what time of the day they can go into someone's property, what property they can take. So there are good measures in place. But like you say, we also have intelligence from the borrowing community that gives us cause for concern. And this is not the only case we've got like this. This is just unusual because of its sheer scale.
So the regulations you have, are they enough?
Look, they're pretty good regulations. I think it's early days, and we'll need to sort of, over the next couple of years, stress test how effective they've been. But, you know, the rules are in place. As you say, I think it's more a question of whether those that work in the industry are minded to abide by them or not.
Thank you very much for your time. That's the Commerce Commission's General Counsel, Marianne Borrodale.